KSRN News, I'm John Scott. In oral arguments at the Supreme Court, Donald Trump lawyer Jonathan Mitchell says the Colorado case, which removed the former president from the ballot, was incorrectly decided.
President Trump is not covered by Section 3 because the president is not an officer of the United States, as that term is used throughout the Constitution. Officer of the United States refers only to appointed officials, and it does not encompass elected individuals, such as the president or members of Congress.
Colorado voters lawyer Jason Murray says the former president wants special treatment.
President Trump's main argument is that this court should create a special exemption to Section 3 that would apply to him and to him alone. He says Section 3 disqualifies all oath-breaking insurrectionists except a former president who never before held other state or federal office. There is no possible rationale for such an exemption, and the court should reject the claim that the framers made an extraordinary mistake.
The high court appeared generally skeptical about Colorado's argument. A definitive ruling for the former president would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere to prevent his name from appearing on the ballot. The court has signaled that it will try to act quickly. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans, who have rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 13 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 21. This is SRN News. A warning about the World Health Organization.
That body is trying to get governments around the globe to sign its pandemic treaty, but Republican members of Congress say the U.S. should not do so. They warn that the treaty would give the WHO broad powers in any so-called health emergency, including anything the organization deems to be a, quote, threat to essential health care, which would include abortion. A growing number of pro-life and freedom groups are lining up against the treaty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a bill moving through the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and student programs under the direction of school boards. Republican State Senator Aaron Grawl says, quote, I view this as an alternative to mental health counselors for families. This is SRN News. Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States.
The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20%. The last time that Mexican goods imported to the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was in 2002. Keith Peters reporting.
A volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for the third time since December and sent jets of lava into the sky. The eruption triggered the evacuation of the Blue Lagoon Spa, which is one of the island nation's biggest tourist attractions. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.